from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. On July 4th, 20 years ago, a NASA spacecraft touched down on Mars and bounced like a beach ball. The Pathfinder landing marked the first time a rover roamed the red planet. KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg looks back at what we've learned in the past two decades and what's to come for Martian discovery.
The Mars Pathfinder didn't have the best reputation in the beginning. Jennifer Trosper applied to work at NASA in the 90s.
And I got a phone call. I said, well, we got this project out here. Nobody really wants to work on it because nobody thinks it's going to work.
NASA was trying something new. Space travel for a bargain price. The goal was to cut down on red tape. So Pathfinder's mantra was cheaper, faster, and better. That meant solutions no one had thought of.
Be both crazy and bold and innovative, but making sure they're going to work.
That's Pathfinder's chief engineer, Rob Manning. When Trosper arrived in Los Angeles, she joined a team of scrappy aerospace engineers willing to work on a lean budget and try something revolutionary.
We didn't follow all the rules. We had some good leadership, but it was a very small team. We were landing on the surface of Mars with airbags.
The airbags were designed to cushion Pathfinder's landing. Touching down on Mars can be tricky because the atmosphere is so thin. And that's one reason no country had successfully landed on Mars for 20 years before Pathfinder. Manning says the team settled on a parachute to slow the spacecraft down as it hurtled through the Martian atmosphere. Then they put the spacecraft inside a protective cocoon, kind of like a beach ball.
That would bounce and roll on the surface and finally open up like a flower and have a little rover drive off.
If successful, the tiny rover, about the size of a microwave, would become the first wheeled vehicle to explore the surface of another planet.
T-minus 10, 9,
December 4th, 1996. Launch at Cape Canaveral. The rockets fire up.
3, main engine start. 1, 0, and liftoff of the Delta rocket with Mars Pathfinder. And the vehicle has cleared the tower.
7 months later, Pathfinder nears its icy destination.
30 seconds till entry.
The parachute deploys.
Airbag should be inflated.
Silence descends on the control room in Los Angeles. And then?
It's a very good sign, everybody.
Earth receives a faint signal. Pathfinder not only bounced down within a second of its projected target time, miraculously, it landed upright.
By late afternoon for us, we were getting our first picture.
NASA uploaded the shots to this new realm called the World Wide Web. John Brooks, a science editor at KQED, remembers the moment vividly.
You could see a little more, a little more, a little more, and the anticipation was truly great because you were going to catch a glimpse of Mars for the first time.
Brooks was a blogger for Yahoo at the time. He says the Mars Pathfinder landing marked the beginning of instant online news.
You actually saw the barren landscape and the red color.
Pathfinder's rover was expected to take pictures for 1 week before its batteries died. Instead, the little spacecraft weathered the frigid climate for nearly 3 months. Pathfinder beamed thousands of pictures back to Earth to help Rob Manning's team answer one central question.
Was Mars, at some point in its past, a place with lakes and an atmosphere and places where presumably life could actually get started?
Well, the Pathfinder mission didn't quite give them that answer. NASA sent 3 more roaming missions to Mars. The latest, Curiosity, is the size of an SUV and has been driving around Mars for nearly 5 years. NASA now knows whether water was ever present on Mars.
Yes, indeed it was. It doesn't say anything whether there was life there. But it does say this planet is much more interesting than we ever dreamed.
As far as we know, Mars is the only planet inhabited solely by robots. America's next rover mission will be the Mars 2020. After that, NASA hopes to land a human on the red planet. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Kabsonell Foundation.